Unit 9. Sports and Fitness. Reading 2.
Scuba Safety. Have you ever considered what entices people to learn how to scuba dive? Is scuba diving an extreme sport that only a few crazy people would ever try? In fact, scuba diving is, for the most part, a very safe activity. While there are some dangers associated with it, most can be avoided if divers act responsibly. The acronym SCUBA stands for Self-Contained Underwater Breathing Apparatus. SCUBA equipment allows a diver to breathe underwater for an extended period. 3/4 of the planet's surface is covered with water, which provides us with varied and fascinating new environments to discover. In addition, scuba diving is relatively easy to learn. A few days in a certification program is usually sufficient to make a first dive. It's generally safe, too, given that more people get hurt skiing than scuba diving. As with any other activity, though, it should be practiced responsibly, given there are hazards involved with improper use and maintenance of equipment, poor underwater judgment, and interacting with certain denizens of the underwater world. Divers usually practice the buddy system, which means that one diver will pair up with another diver. These divers look out for each other before and during the dive and assist each other in the event of a problem. They can help each other get into their diving equipment, make sure their buddy is not disoriented after entering the water, and make sure they don't get distracted and lose track of the other divers. If there is a problem with one diver's breathing apparatus, his or her buddy will share oxygen, actually taking the regulator out of his or her mouth and taking turns breathing with the buddy until he or she can safely reach the surface and breathe air normally again. While much of what a diver observes and experiences underwater is harmless, there are some creatures and situations that can be dangerous. Most people think of sharks when they imagine frightening marine animals. Of course, some sharks, such as the tiger, mako, and hammerhead, are considered quite aggressive, but many other sharks, including the most commonly seen ones during dives, such as the nurse shark or sand shark, are not usually aggressive at all and are more likely to swim away from a diver than attack. One marine life form divers should only observe from a distance is the sea snake. They're not usually aggressive, but may become so if disturbed. Their poison is as potent as a cobra's, and there is no effective antidote for it. The jellyfish, sea wasp, and Portuguese man-of-war are also to be avoided at all costs. Even though they may look harmless and graceful floating in the water, they have poisonous and painful stings, which require immediate medical attention. The eel can also be dangerous. One of the most common kinds of eel is the moray. They don't usually bother people, but if a diver disturbs one resting in a dark hole or crevice, it might bite. The stingray is another kind of marine animal that's beautiful to watch, but divers must take care not to step on their barbed tails. This is a good reason for wearing diving boots. Stingrays can burrow under the sand of the ocean floor and might not be easily spotted by divers. Another danger involved with diving is nitrogen narcosis, which is caused by too much high-pressure nitrogen in the diver's blood. It can cause feelings of euphoria and a slowing down of normal brain functions, which may cause a diver to make bad judgments, have trouble communicating with a buddy, or reading diving equipment, or even confuse a diver as to which directions are up and down. No one knows why nitrogen has this effect on divers, but the cure is very easy. The diver should just start slowly ascending, because the closer they get to the surface, the less pressure there is and therefore less nitrogen. Typical dives that go no deeper than 18 to 24 meters rarely cause any nitrogen narcosis problems in divers. However, deeper dives in the 24 to 30 meter range noticeably affect some divers. While there are some concerns involved with diving, divers who are well educated about scuba diving approach the activity responsibly and treat the marine environment with respect should have little trouble and lots of fun exploring underwater worlds.